From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning. Good morning, friends. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, 8:06 in the morning. This ninth day of February 2021. Stacy Ann hanging out with you, and in the studio with me today is Josh. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being the co-host today on our Tuesdays. We kind of got a pattern going on, Josh, Tuesdays, right? And I appreciate you coming in. And as we kind of work through the issues of the day that we are facing and kind of talk through what's happening, yesterday was a very interactive day as the Senate was wrestling with and continuing to wrestle with this idea of no resource officers. We had a great interactive day yesterday, and I'm very thankful for our listeners calling in and interacting and putting their two cents into the issue. And we have several issues today. First and foremost, though, I want everybody to realize a couple things. One, I want to say that at our KSLM.news website, we have local news, we have national news. And so when you want to know what's happening, you know, locally, especially this day and age where you can't trust your news feed anymore on your Facebook or your social media, because a lot of that's getting banned or censored. And even in email, a lot of that is getting into the spam folder, which I'll talk about that in just a minute. But go to KSLM.news and you can find a local news and weather. So here's the thing. The next few days, right now it's 29 degrees. Really didn't have to scrape too bad this morning heading here because it's later in the morning and it's warming up. It's going to get up to 48 degrees today, but towards the end of the week, we're expecting snow. Why is this important? A couple things. We're not really in school quite yet, but soon, if we're in school and it snows, we have school closures on our website right at the top bar, and we also have road conditions. So if you have to travel, I want you this to be the to-go place for you if you have to go anywhere to find news, information on road closures and school closures. And then on the spam issue, and maybe Josh, I want to throw this out to you, because we've had a troubling time here with emails coming in, emails going out just from KSLM.news, but also on my regular news feed, things that feed me in the morning to prep. Everything's getting marked spam.
Okay.
Spam. So help me out with this.
So this is back what I was talking about with the new level of censorship. We were talking about it 6 months ago. And the new level of censorship is most people have a Gmail, most people have Yahoo, Hotmail, MSN, Outlook, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Those are their email systems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dr. Shiva, he invented email back in the day. Email used to be from computer to computer. That's
right.
How it used to work, and that's how it's supposed to be. That's how it was developed. Well, along in the 90s, these companies came out, and they're like, hey, we'll host your email for you. And so then they started providing their own computers for us to where we can log on anywhere. It's super convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have Google Docs and just all these different types of things. They're trying to lock you into that. So what happens is they're coming out with all this additional encryption requirements and security requirements and everything else, to where now Google, which they own most of the market, they're going to say, hey, that's coming from an unsecured server, not authorized by our level of security. We're going to throw that in spam. And so that's that extra level of censorship. Now they're doing it in the name of your security and for your protection, but that is the extra level of censorship. So what they can do is they can take that KSLM mail server and they can mark it as spam and put it on something called a blacklist.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys aren't actively purging out of that and or upgrading your security requirements, that's how that level of communication is going to get severed. And that's why I kind of, talk about the importance of getting that good mail hosted server to protect yourself and protect your communications, because that, not saying that that's necessarily happening, but that's where things are going to be going.
Well, and the odd thing is, and the best practices for email, receiving email has been in the past, If this is something you highly want, you want that email to come through. Yes, you subscribed to that, you know, that list to send out every day news or information or newsletter or whatever. You mark it as yes, and you save it, the email that it's coming under, all these things you do so you don't miss it. But guess what?
They're still going to put it in there because it's a system, and we've all kind of adapted to it, and we've all got suckered in, just like we all created a Facebook 5 years ago, and we're like, oh, this is the future. This is the only way we communicate now. Now look at what's happening with the level of censorship. Mm-hmm. Now people can't communicate. And that's why I'm emphasizing people to go to something like protonmail.com. Mm-hmm. Go to something like that that's more of a non-bias, not affiliated with these huge corporations that are literally trying to censor everything that we're doing down to emails. Eventually, they're going to be tapping into your phone in live time on your text messages and your communication, saying, well, you can't say that. You can't say this. This is not going to get sent out. We're not going to allow this to happen. You can't visit this website. You can't do this. And that's the future, and that's where they're headed, and it's already embedded into all of our systems.
One of the things I've noticed, too, when I click on conservative websites and I'm looking for information or following a story, pop-ups will happen.
This website's known for portraying false information.
Not a secure, be careful going here.
And that's how they get it, is through the name of security. In the name of security, you know, it's
censorship. It's,
well, exactly. Look at the mandates, the mask mandates, and it's all about our security. We're going to shut down our entire economy and destroy everybody's future and everybody's lives, and, you know, psychologically destroy children by making them wear a mask. And now we're going to give them a vaccine that's untested, has no history, it's killing people. And we're going to do that too. And we're going to force it on everybody. And you're not going to be able to talk about it.
That's just crazy. Now, looking at the headlines today and doing kind of a round robin of headlines, did you know, Josh, we have not had numbers like we were reported yesterday in new COVID cases since October. They only had 305 COVID cases here in Oregon, new COVID cases. And of course, that's not just COVID cases, that's presumption of COVID cases, right? So we don't really know what the number is, but it's gone down drastically since right before the election, of course. Yeah. And I want to get into that a little bit more. But tied to this and in the headlines today is also this report. And it's kind of interesting because I've been watching it from the Almsville mayor's perspective. Mm-hmm. Derek Clevenger, is that how you say his name? Mayor Clevenger? And his wonderful Facebook posts are a little bit colored, and so I can't share it on our KSLM website because he just says it how it is.
We need that.
And I appreciate that, but it's not meant for all ears, of course. But he just said it was a waste. It was like a smokescreen, and, you know, more of the same information being regurgitated. So what happened yesterday, friends, I talked about it a little bit yesterday, and it's in the headlines today. Oregon mayors met with Governor Brown via the phone, and Dr. Dean with the OHA or whatever, Oregon Health Authority, and then the doctor, the specialist, and they all were on the phone call, but she kept deferring all the information. They kept answering it. And Pat Allen with the Oregon Health Authority was continuously just circling around and dancing and not really directly answering, is from what I hear. But the headline, it's interesting. Several mayors from across the state met with Governor Kate Brown on Monday to discuss COVID-19 and how the state is doing with the pandemic. Mayor Kathy Clark of Kaiser joined Monday's meeting and says she believes the meeting gives the governor a clear perspective on how each part of the state is faring, and I think that part is good. The interesting thing is the headline is Oregon mayors feel heard. Again, feelings, right? But others were extremely disappointed after their briefing. And it's just more of the same. And when we talk about the COVID numbers and going down and the manipulation and some of the news articles, everybody is starting to come alert and realizing this is affecting whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian. It doesn't matter what your political affiliation is. everybody is feeling the pain of what's been happening, and there's a lot of mistrust going on right now. Talk to us a little bit about that, Josh.
Yeah, so it's more of the same, just like you said. The reality is that people are starting to see, like you say, and they're starting to push back. But until we keep pushing, you guys have to understand, we have to keep pushing, keep defying things and calling a squirrel a squirrel. And it's okay to be, you know, a little bit edgy and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, frankly, this is your future.
Right.
Your future. If we don't get out of this, and if we don't hold the governor and the Oregon Health Authority officials, if we don't hold their feet to the fire and make them do the right thing, mm-hmm. which is open all the schools, open all the businesses, get rid of the mask mandate, get rid of everything. Mm-hmm. If you want to take the vaccine, great, go ahead. But no mandatory vaccine to travel, no mandatory vaccine for teachers, no mandatory vaccine for anything. Mm-hmm. Mandatory vaccination is super illegal, and it's going down a very, very bad path.
Well, we're looking at this as far as what's going on here in Oregon at the State House and looking at several of the bills that they're proposing. Again, the State House is closed. It's an act of God to even testify in a committee, but there is a way. And I want to encourage you, friends, to go to OregonCitizensLobby.org. OregonCitizensLobby.org. This is a nonpartisan activation place for citizens to find out what's going on each of the bills. And like right now, House Bill 2679, Josh, I don't know if you heard about this, allowing 17-year-olds to vote in a primary.
Yeah.
You know, obviously that's a no. And there's a House Bill 2226, ballot postmark and harvesting on Election Day. Hello. Obviously that's a big no. And so there's a lot of things going on, and it's fast moving.
Yes.
And so we encourage people to get engaged and get involved.
Well, it's because there's so much fraud, and all this fraud is coming out. They are trying to sew up their future to where never again will you have any election integrity. Never again will they do this. They're being caught in a global level mm-hmm. of all of the fraud that they're doing. And so they're trying to sew everything up. That's why they're saying every conservative or any libertarian or any Trump supporter is a domestic terrorist. And they're sending the FBI on him and doing all these investigations and just creating all this hysteria.
Intimidation.
Massive, massive intimidation.
It's because bully tactics.
Well, we're the ones that are going to push, hold their feet to the fire. And mm-hmm. we're the ones that are like, hey, there is some serious things and questionable things. I mean, even in Oregon, the stuff that Jeff was talking about this morning, mm-hmm. there is tons and tons and tons of evidence out there of voter fraud. And if you think about it, like how far our state in itself has gone, mm-hmm. and we are one of the main ones that have been doing mail-in ballots for 30 years. And you talk to the average person, they're not on board with all this disgusting progressive stuff. I mean, just even the Senate bill that's coming out right now, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll be talking about more headlines and things coming up after this break. Friends, it's time to get engaged, and I encourage you, we need to be a part of the process. We can be a part of the solution. It's easy to curse at the darkness, but we have the solution. We can be a part of the solution. KSLM News Talk Radio will be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Josh Michaels this morning, and we're talking about the news of the day, things impacting our lives. And it's kind of fun, Josh, to be able to unpack some of this together, get your insight and your wisdom as, you know, we have to raise up our media literacy. The messages that we're being thrown at us and the counter messages, the censorship and all of that. It was interesting. My friend Bree from Clackamas County, she had reposted something and made some comments about something that Governor Brown had said, and it got fact-checked. Governor Brown got fact-checked.
Yeah.
And I thought, woo, this is good. You know, someone who's been a part of it got fact-checked. And so there is things out there that we've got to be aware of, and we're starting to unpack this right now, like this effort to keep us away from each other, the ongoing pandemic, and that you were telling me a little bit about this reporter you saw online, a CNN reporter that was just still trying to play up the pandemic and, oh, the fear, and talking about the super spreader of what happened at the football game. And talk to us a little bit about that.
So I was watching this report there. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I really don't care about the Super Bowl anymore. I'm not a fan of the NFL. I think they are part of the problem, and nobody should support them. And in fact, I think their ratings have dropped exponentially.
Oh, yes.
But lo and behold, we have this magical mystery virus called COVID to where they can say, oh, well, you know, our stands are empty because of COVID, and we're doing this, and taking all this. When the reality is maybe most people didn't want to watch. And granted, there's some diehard people, and it's interesting, and everybody watches it for the commercials or the halftime Satanist show or whatever you want to watch. But back to the point of this CNN reporter, she was sitting in front of a dinner, a restaurant. It was an open restaurant, and there were hundreds and hundreds of people behind her. This was during the Super Bowl. And she's like, can you believe this? And the whole story was, can you believe this? Look at all these people. They're not wearing their masks. We're in the midst of a pandemic. There's a mandate, and, you know, nobody's enforcing
it. They were sitting down eating. You don't wear a mask when you eat.
Oh, yeah. No, it was beautiful. Oh. No, there are people walking around, too.
Oh, that
I mean,
too?
There's hundreds and hundreds of people
behind
her. And she's like, but look at me. I'm protected because I'm wearing two masks now. So two masks is the new thing. And if you wear two masks, then, yeah, you can't get COVID and anything like that. So anyway, she's talking about this mass hysteria.
Oh, my.
And there's hundreds and hundreds of people. But she was talking about that being a super spreader event. And, you know, Florida needs to crack down on this. And she's like, I called the police department and asked them how many fines that they've handed out, and that, you know, they didn't give me a response, and they're just not taking this seriously, and this needs to end. Kind of like that grocery store in Florida, right, that everybody freaked out about.
Yeah, yeah.
But what my point is think about this, folks. Here's a fascinating, fascinating perception to think about. Is almost 30 days, just over 30 days ago, what day was it? January 6th, right? How many people were in Washington, D.C.? I would say between 500,000, maybe close to a million, okay? 99% of people there were squished together like sardines. None of them were wearing masks, or virtually nobody was wearing masks. Nobody was wearing gloves. Yeah, maybe they had some hand sanitizer in their pocket or whatever, but think about this. What did the CDC tell us that the incubation period is for COVID-19?
I think it's 14 days.
14 to 26 days. Okay. So in that, by now, we should be seeing a massive spike in cases. If the super spreader concept is real, if this COVID-19 thing is real, and the way that it spreads and its 83% transmission rate and all of this stuff, if that is the case, right now, we should be having a real super spreader event, and cases should be skyrocketing. But what are they doing right now? They are dropping.
The case numbers are
exponentially.
Yes, all across the nation.
So if that's the case, we have a real-time scenario that we can look at. We can look back at January 6th with the 500,000 plus people there that were there, and then also reference the cases and the incubation period that the CDC says. Basically, what it is it's all a farce.
Yes.
Otherwise, we would have seen a huge influx in cases, and we haven't.
Right.
So that means take off your mask. It's not going to protect you. It doesn't matter whether you wear one or not. Open up all of these businesses. Let's get back inside and get warm. You know?
And so here's the thing that's been interesting. I've been watching Chris Ann Hall and her husband, JC. They do a podcast at night in the evenings. And one of the things they said, if this was a real pandemic, there'd be bodies laying in the street.
Well, there were. If you watch the beginning in late December, late November, December, early January, when we were watching this thing come from China, and we're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. It's coming from China. Keep in mind, we're almost at a year, folks, when we did the lockdown. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was only supposed to be 15 days or 14 days, 2 weeks. Look at this. It's a control mechanism, which is why things are not getting lifted, and they're just giving us the runaround because they want the power. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but the propaganda that we were seeing from China, if you remember, this is why this thing was so scary and freaked everybody out. People were falling over in the streets. Mm-hmm. They were barricading people inside of their rooms and inside of their buildings and not letting them out and anything else. But what I think it was the insurrection that was happening in Hong Kong. And they used COVID as an excuse to get all of those dissidents and lock them up and kill them.
We are in interesting times, turbulent times, and that's why we need to be guarded up and know what our rights are, friends. And we've got some training coming up. There's a couple things coming up, Josh. On February 14th, Biblical Citizenship Class, and this is from the Wall Builders, the Bartons, have put this curriculum together. It's very, very good. Rick Green and others, and we're going to have a class at People's Church, 11:30 a.m. on February 14th. That's a few weeks. I think it's 4 or 5 weeks. And so you want to get registered, go to Patriot Academy, get registered for that. And then on the 19th and 20th of February is Chris Ann Hall at the River Church. And friends, you need to get registered for this. You go to the River NW.com. Get registered. Chris Ann and JC will be talking to us Friday night, and then there's an all-day session on Saturday, helping us know what our rights are, our constitutional rights, and how do we stand strong, even if we know our rights. How do we muster up the courage and the boldness to not even wear a mask in the grocery store? Things like that. I think it's going to be very, very helpful.
Yep.
Are you registered yet, Josh?
I am.
All right. You'll get to see Josh. You'll get to see me. There's a lot of friends that are going to be at this, and there's plenty of room, plenty of space. See us there at Chris Ann Hall, February 19th and 20th. We'll continue the conversation after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're having fun this morning, kind of unpacking the headlines and talking about media literacy and the censorship, trying to get the information so that we know we can stay courageous with the information and know how to respond, how to talk to our elected leaders, how to persuade the persuadables. The difficulty, Josh, I have Josh here with me, the difficulty I find is it seems like it's hard to filter through the messages that they're trying to get us to do. Groupthink is really what it is, you know, and as conservatives, no matter how we're party affiliated, those that are more conservative, we have this philosophy of the individual thinker. We're the individual responsibility, individual thinker. We're responsible. I'm going to respect your stuff. You respect mine, all of those things. Now, the other way of thinking, the leftists, I don't even use liberal anymore because I think there's some, that's a whole nother discussion for another day. I use leftist or progressive, right? Their thinking is more groupthink. Group move as a group, move together.
Like a sorority.
Collectivism. Yeah. It's a collectivism, and it goes deep. It goes spiritual too, because in my faith and my faith walk, again, individual responsibility. We're all created individually as a reflection of our Creator. All of those things, right? And so when we look at these messages and how we're getting our information, just like the email thing and going to a website and being alerted that if things pop up or whatever, that could be censorship. It's not just necessarily. Yes, make sure you...
It's curated, is what they call it.
Yes.
So they're curating the information. And in case you guys don't know or haven't been paying attention, the amount of censorship and deplatforming and server destruction and just absolute annihilation of anything that is not on the mainstream is so massive that you won't be able to find a lot of this information.
Mm-hmm.
You have to look for it. You have to dig, and then you have to keep digging and dig some more. And then if you're skeptical, test out where they're at and see if their information is truthful or if you can find anything to back up that information, and it's not just anything. But another thing is most people don't actually read articles.
Mm-hmm.
They only read headlines.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like something like 63%
or 43% of the headlines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They look at that and they go, oh, a headline. Okay, cool. So, for example, I have this app on my phone. It's called Newsbreak. It's used to be kind of fair. It's supposed to be like it grabs just whatever the relevant news is. But if you think about it, all the news and unbiased news has been purged. And mm-hmm. all news is a little bit biased, but just the straight shooting news, all that stuff's been purged off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So what's it going to grab? It's got nothing left to grab from anything authentic. It's just grabbing whatever the trends are. And they're obviously controlling the trends with Google, which is probably what Newsbreak is using
mm-hmm.
to determine the trends. So it's all just a bunch of nonsense. For example, this headline right here says, racism is why your favorite team hired a sorry white guy instead of a really good black Super Bowl coach.
Whoa.
So it's this whole article about, you know, how basically Tampa Bay is racist and Tom Brady's racist and everybody's racist. But it's just a bunch of nonsense. And it's literally pitting black and white people together, which kind of goes in hand with what I wanted to talk about a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, now that Trump's gone and everything else, and some people still believe he's going to be in office, and,
mm-hmm.
and there's an interesting spin to that
mm-hmm.
That we can get into. But really, it's you got to remember the people here that are hurting our futures are people like our governor,
mm-hmm.
are people that are working not just for the Democratic Party, but the National Republican Party. They're working with national combines, and it's called globalism.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working in tandem with large corporations like Google and Facebook and, you know, the World Bank and the World Health Organization and the UN and all these big companies. Those are the people that are determining whether you need to wear a mask or not.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people working with Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci determining, you know, what the guidelines are and what the restrictions are determined and everything else. But notice Walmart is never closed.
Mm-hmm.
Target is never closed. Maybe they did for a week or something. But the reality is they're using this as a weapon to break our economy, to break our industry, to break small businesses. You know, a large portion of our economy is small businesses,
mm-hmm.
and they're breaking all that. And look at all the major wealth that all these big companies, they're up 26%, 40%.
Oh, yeah.
They're profiting and sewing up all of these markets. And so when you're sitting at home thinking, oh, this is convenient, I'm going to buy from Amazon. I see those little Amazon things going around and everything. Every single vehicle that you see drive by that says Amazon on it, just think of that's putting a business out.
Probably 10 businesses, really, when you think about that. And I know I think it's important that we realize that this is an attack on the individual
Correct.
Family, to isolate us, to quiet us down so that we go along to get along, a frog in boiling water.
So when you wear that mask, realize that you're hurting your future and you're hurting the economy. And we've proven through time, we've given it a year, that the masks don't work, they don't do anything. How is it that more people are taking off their masks right now than ever before? Yet our COVID cases are declining. That must say something. There must be a correlation there. And if there isn't a correlation, maybe it's because we're getting out of the flu season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but maybe that's what it
is. That could be it. I asked a pediatric nurse a couple days ago when we were at the Super Bowl party, have we seen in your pediatric part of the hospital any RSV? which is a childhood disease that my son had when he was little. Like, things like that. No, not even the flu. We just haven't been, you know, and it's not because of the mask. It's probably more.
They're focused on COVID because that's their money machine. Mm-hmm. Every time they have a COVID case or a confirmed COVID case, the hospital's getting money.
So talk to me a little bit about the stimulus. I mean, where are we at in this status? Do you think it'll be tied to the vaccine?
So, you know, that could be why. So an interesting thing is, you know, I have all these different news apps and stuff on my phone, and I'm always kind of seeing what the pulse is and what people are talking about on both sides and what kind of spin propaganda machine CNN's putting out there, or, you know, MSNBC and what kind of nonsense. But I've been hearing and seeing all this stuff about the stimulus. Mm-hmm. First it was 600, then it was 2000, now it's 1400, now it's 3800 for families, and it's just a bunch of news articles, but they've been posting these articles for months now.
And
whereas
no
before it's so interesting. It's kind of like they're stringing us along. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the mask thing, right? They're just stringing us along, and as far as we'll take it, as far as we'll go. So we're like, "Oh, okay. Yeah, the stimulus is coming. 1400. Okay. Yeah, if I just hang on a little bit longer, maybe I can pay half of my rent for the month." But I'll wait 6 months to get that.
Well, and what I understand is if folks have not been paying their rent, one, because they don't have it, and
there's
two, because
sum.
They don't want to. July is coming.
Yes.
It is all due, and we're going to have this epidemic or pandemic of homelessness even more so than what we have, I believe.
Oh, gosh.
Because of the fires and then unemployment and the unemployment fiasco and all
it's
of that.
It's a ticking time bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one thing that I'll tell you and tell everybody is prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare for the worst. And hope for the best.
Right.
And that's the thing. But anybody who's anybody, the tea leaves are, there is no way that we were able to go an entire year with basically shutting down most of the economy and everything getting strung along on stimulus money.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you're seeing and everything that you saw in the past year was mostly stimulus.
Right.
And it wasn't real economic growth and real GDP.
Mm-mm.
And top that with Joe Biden shutting down all these industries and destroying jobs and destroying all this stuff with the, you know, a pin. It's just fascinating. And they're literally trying to crash things, which is really sad. But like I said, it's very important to prepare for what may happen.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do that? You know, stop buying frivolous stuff.
Yes.
If you got a good pair of shoes and they last a long time, you don't need another pair.
Mm-hmm.
Especially don't shop at Target or Walmart or whatever. If you're going to get groceries, start shopping at a local grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody like Trader Joe's, who are the mask Nazis, but something like Roth's, right? So Roth's is a great company.
What a great store.
Winco, Winco's awesome. You know, when we did that mask thing, they didn't push back on us or anything else.
Grocery Outlet, I think, is pretty good, too.
Grocery Outlet's great. Yeah, just somewhere local. And just if you can actively try to do that, and instead of buying your three-year-old 15 presents for their birthday, maybe get them six.
Yeah.
You know, and just start actively thinking about different things, thinking about your finances, thinking about, hey, if you need to go a couple months and you don't have an income or you lose your job or something happens, you know, it's always important to prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because frankly, folks, I think that that's what's coming. If you look at what's happening with Bitcoin and all these digital currencies and the gold thing, and if you guys are familiar with what happened with GameStop, the next thing that these Reddit people are going after is silver.
Silver.
They're going to be pushing silver and pushing silver. But if you look at what's happening with these cryptocurrencies, it's a good gauge in the market with how much inflation is happening. They're hyperinflating our currencies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to, the chickens are going to come home to roost. Next thing you know, milk is going to be $8 and gas will be $12.
Well, we already are watching our friends in Arkansas. They cannot believe for years, when I first moved there, I couldn't believe a gas a gallon just for regular was like $1.89, something like that. It's already gotten up to the $3.29 that we have it here.
Yep.
You know, we have not seen the increase as much here as they have in middle America.
Well, it's because we're still benefiting from what Trump was doing and preparing for, because he knew we're all on a bubble. All the global currencies are on a bubble. And so it was just a race to build as much infrastructure and industry and create that GDP growth to kind of offset that hyperinflation that's coming.
The burst of the bubble, which I've heard could happen in June.
I don't
know. Speculation. Who knows?
The weatherman thinks it's going to snow this week.
I know.
Who knows? If they can't predict the weather.
But what with the individual, we're talking about the individual rights, right? What we know is we can do our part to make sure that we stay healthy.
Absolutely.
Take care of our health.
Lots of vitamin D, folks.
Yes, take care of our finances, all of those things. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I want to talk about some national headlines when we come back. There's an impeachment trial going on, first full day today.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
We'll talk about that when we get back. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. 8:50 in the morning, and boy, Josh, I've got Josh Michael in the studio with me. The time just goes so fast.
I know.
We have so much we could be talking about, but this is something I wanted to share with you. This is a story that actually my dad shared on social media. It's kind of fun to watch Dad. He was someone that was never going to have a cell phone and never be on Facebook, but he'd sneak on Mom's, and now he has his own. And he shared this, and I thought it was accurate to what we're talking about today. A mouse was put at the top of a jar filled with grains. He was so happy to find so much food around him that he felt like he needed to run around searching for food. And now he could happily live his life. After a few days of enjoying the grains, he reached to the bottom of the jar. Now he was trapped, and he couldn't get out of it. He now has to solely depend on someone to put the grains in the same jar for him to survive. He also may not get the grain of his choice, and he cannot choose either. Here are a few lessons to learn from this. Short-term pleasure can lead to long-term traps. Living on benefits, furlough, by parents, perhaps, or the government, right? If things are coming easy and you're getting comfortable, you're getting trapped by your dependency.
That's the point.
When you are not using your skills, you will lose more than just your skills. You will lose your choices and your freedom. And then freedom does not come easily, but can be lost very quickly. Nothing comes easily in life. If it comes easily, it may not be worth it. And we've been talking about that. So when we talk about the election and talking about what's happening today, you have some news you wanted to share about the Trump video. We saw Mike Lindell, and how does that play in what we've been talking about today?
Okay, so there's a video. If you know MyPillow, like Mike Lindell, he's been completely deplatformed off the internet virtually entirely, except his website, which is MikeLindell.com.
Michael J. Lindell. com.
Oh, is that what it is?
Updated, yes, because they were having Michael J. Lindell. Yep.
Okay. So, case in point is these people who are in charge, whether I don't know who's in charge of the servers, by him having to, he already had to change his domain. So, there is so much censorship to such a degree. I mean, we can talk for days on the infrastructure of how the internet works. But you also, the simplest way to put it is that it's being controlled by a very small group of people.
Question for you. If Joe Biden won legitimately, right, and the progressives won, the leftists, why are they working so hard to impeach him? And why do they keep censoring people from coming out with questions?
That's a great
point. And potential truth.
Yeah, that's a great point. So that's an interesting thing that I wanted to talk about is if Trump is no longer our president, why are they trying to impeach him? It's a phenomenal thing. Now, maybe it's about optics. People can speculate anything else. But what value is an impeachment if he's no longer in office?
Mm-hmm.
But there's some weird anomalies associated with the Biden administration and the office of the president-elect.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this White House studio. It's a Hollywood studio called Castle Rock. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, so this is getting into a little bit more speculative type things.
Okay.
But it's fascinating that there is a legit White House studio called Castle Rock. It's not the actual White House.
Oh.
And there is evidence that you can see, you can go online and look at it, of Joe Biden supposedly signing these executive orders. And there's evidence to prove that he is actually at the Castle Rock studio and not actually at the White House.
Hmm.
There's different things of the shades are different.
The window, they were changed. Outside the window, I think.
There's
I
vehicles outside mm-hmm. the window parked out there. So there's just really interesting things kind of associated with it, along with, you know, just the utter silence of Trump, which we've never seen. We have not seen this amount of discipline of being quiet ever since Trump, you know, basically has been around. He's always been verbal.
His tweet record was each day because he wanted to talk directly to the American people.
Correct.
Not to go through
and
anybody.
And that's essentially what got him into the presidency because mm-hmm. they were disinformation so much and mm-hmm. such a high level. And they still are. I mean, mm-hmm. they're still talking about Trump. Everything's about Trump.
He's truly a real estate star.
It's
Think
crazy.
About it. He's in their head. He's got the real estate of their head and their imagination and
yes.
all of that.
So that's an interesting thing to think about. If Trump is not our president and he's still not the president, why are they trying to impeach him? And mm-hmm. why are they trying so hard to do that? And the only reason they would try to impeach him is because maybe he still is. And I'm not trying to get into anything, mm-hmm. but that's just a fascinating thing to think about, let alone how quiet he's been. Now, I know there's been a vast amount of censorship, but I know for a fact if he wanted to, he could buy a news organization and start broadcasting himself and do a reality TV show tomorrow if he wanted to. So one thing I want to get at before we continue on this topic, I do have some good news.
Okay.
I want to talk about some good news. Okay. So as you guys know, Fox News fired Lou Dobbs, right?
Oh, yeah.
And there's a big old deal. Well, One America News offered Lou Dobbs a job for him. So we might be seeing him on OAN.
He is awesome. And we play his little things here on the radio station regularly. And they're great, insightful, mm-hmm. how politics is affecting our finances and business. I hope he comes back.
Yeah, he used to be more political and they moved him to finance business to kind of shelve him, to mm-hmm. keep him quiet, because he's kind of one of the old guard guys that he has a lot of pull with the different demographics.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he was getting pushed around as much. So they kind of shelved him into the Fox Economics thing, but they finally had to just let him go for you know why. But
well, and it is interesting times, and we've got to stay engaged in the process, friends. And I want to remind you again as we wrap up today already, Josh, our time is ending for this Tuesday, and you'll be back next Tuesday with more insight on the current news and what's going on. But I want to tell you, friends, please get registered today. There's some wonderful training on how we can stay equipped and engaged in the process and know how to stand strong for our rights. There is the wonderful citizenship class, February 14th. That's going on at the People's Church at 11:30 a.m. And that's several weeks long, a couple hours on a Sunday afternoon. It would be wonderful to have you attend that. Go to patriotacademy.com. And then February 19th and 20th, Chris Ann Hall coming to Salem. This is exceptional training. She has Liberty, does some training online and stuff. We get her in person, her and her husband, JC, at the River Church. Go to theriverNW.com. Get registered. It is a free to attend. There's a lunch if you want to buy it, but it's free to attend. They have a great facility, and we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, and I just want to have, you know, kind of to
wrap
quote,
up,
circle back.
Oh, my.
I think a good call to action this week, given that the cases have dropped so much,
mm-hmm.
you know, they had a great discussion apparently with all the mayors of Oregon and everything else. Let's all make it a point. Let's call the governor's office.
Yeah.
Let's give them a call and say, hey, you know, given the circumstances, given the situation, You know, everything's good. Let's just open everything back up.
How about today, this morning? Let's call the governor's office, because I think at 11 o'clock is her February 9th update. Every 2 weeks, she updates on where the counties are.
Let's put some pressure on her.
Let's call the office. Let's fax. Let's email. Let's
get
her
done.
Thank you, friends, for tuning in. Thank you, Josh, for your time today.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful week.
You as well.
Friends, thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So glad to be a part of your morning. I want to remind you, this will be saved onto the website as a podcast you can share with your friends and family. And, of course, you can always contact me by sending me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Stay informed throughout the day of your news by going to KSLM.news. Have a great day. 'Cause there ain't